I mean, it's there. Definitely in the play, it was there. I felt like I was on top of that DB. His pretty much only play was to undercut it like that. And, I mean, he went up and made a good athletic play. Like I said, I got to probably do a better job of breaking that up. It's going to be a tough one to have to watch out on film and know that we were that close.
If it's like another 1 yard, you think you catch it?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Scott after the game. He said I make that throw 10 out of 10 times, and I agree with him, you know. He's on the run. He's just got to put a little bit more on it. But at the same time, I could have run my route a little bit better. I got to break up that ball. But you're right there. You know, we put together that tough two-man drive. I think we started on our own 8 or something like that. Drove it down the field, and we're in a position to win the game. We just got to go do it.
Was it tougher to make plays in the passing game as the running game struggled to get going? Did you notice any change in that?
I think it's always hard, I guess, when you are more one-sided, I guess, and can't get one side going. It's just tough if you don't win on first down, in a sense, which our goal is always at least get 4 yards in on first down. If we don't do that, you're putting yourself behind the chains a little bit. You know, you got to probably have a longer second or third down play coming. So it just can be tough. It can be frustrating when you got to do that. But, you know, we want to go make plays, you know, and everyone knows we can do it. We just got to get back to that balance attack. We got to get more of a rhythm, too.
Jordan was in here saying that their offensive line was doing a little bit different things to the defensive line. Did you notice any changes in the way that they were covering you guys as opposed to what you had seen on film, or did they do anything different like that?
Definitely more cover one than we'd seen on film. You know, they'd been more of a cover four, cover three team, which we still got some of. Still got some of their Tampa Max looks, but definitely more cover one. The first couple of third downs we got in the game, they just went cover one, which we saw some on film but weren't anticipated. But we know people are going to play us like that given our ability to run the ball and stuff like that. So, you know, we got to be able to throw the ball if teams are going to come up and do that to us.
When you lose to a team that's 1-5 in the Big 12, how do you rally the troops coming down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It hurts to lose like that. A game that you felt like your better team should have won. But it just kind of goes back to what we say, what we preach every week, which is, you know, just pounding the stone, getting back to work. It's not so much about the team we're playing, it's about what we're doing, you know. And also what I love that coach always says is, what you did last weekend has no bearing on what you do the next weekend. You know, whether you played great or you played bad, you got to get back to work and get ready because it's the Big 12 and everyone can beat anyone.
Go through that touchdown catch you had there, start off the ball game.
Yeah, you know, we taking a shot first play of the game, pretty cool. We were anticipating the coverage that we got, so I was pretty excited pre-snap, just kind of pushed right at him, stuck it to the post, and Skyler put up a great ball, let me just go run under it, make the play.